Om Shanti, everyone. And welcome to all those who have come in the past few days. And this is, I think, our first class after a long gap. And what better class could it be? Because the first and last lesson of this study is soul consciousness. So today we are going to learn how to deepen that soul consciousness, have different experiences, experiments. And so we have Sister Rona, who is going to guide us in a workshop for deepening the soul consciousness. And Sister Rona, I have met before and also heard her workshops, took part in it. And I will introduce you a little bit, and the rest you can fill in, Sister. So, usually when we talk to each other Brahmins, we don't ask so many personal Lokic questions, you see. But I know that Sister Rona is based currently in New York, and we have a center in Manhattan. If you know about New York, Manhattan is a really busy street and the place of New York. So she's right there in the middle. And that center is like an oasis, because when I went there once, I felt so good after the madness of New York to go into step into Baba's home, and she's there. She's been there for about 7 years now. And actually, Sister Rona is a mixture of many cultures, which makes it very interesting, her experiences. She has been born, brought up, educated, and even came to Baba in Holland. But she has many more cultures with her also. So then, a few years ago, she moved to New York. And I have not asked you if you have any other things that you'd like to add, as a profession, if you're doing something, or you're fine. Yeah. Okay, so we will get to know about her through her workshops. That's the best way to introduce. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Good morning. Maybe we can start with a minute of silence. But in that silence, let us aim to experience what Baba says about the soul. Tiny star. So perceive the self as this tiny star, like an invisible presence in the body. And aim to have full concentration. For 1 minute. Yeah. Om Shanti. Was that easy? Yes? No? So. This was just 1 minute. And a very simple exercise. Something Baba says about the self, the soul, a tiny star. And we did not even move. Or be in action. It gives you an insight into how much attention and how much training we need to have. What is the basis of yoga? You can say, this is a workshop, it is not just one-way discourse. Soul consciousness. Any other thoughts? What is the basis of yoga? Connection to God. Love. Gyan. Very good. The basis of yoga is gyan. The other things are right also. So if we want to have deepening our experiences in yoga, that cannot happen without deepening our understanding of gyan. So there needs to be the study and the churning of Murli, not just 1 hour morning class, but whatever the things Baba says in Murli, that we grasp them, that we deepen the understanding. What is that mind that speaks these things? and to grasp that and to create that mind for ourselves. So who has love for Murli here? Okay, very good. And love for Murli, what does that mean? Love for Baba, of course. Okay. Study. So how do we study? You read, you listen, you deeply think about it. And thinking and studying doesn't mean your own ideas about what Baba says or other people's ideas about what Baba says. Truly studying means, what is it that Baba is saying? What is he trying to tell me? What is he seeing? What is he having in his mind? Okay, so next time you study Murli, think about it. What is in Baba's mind that he's trying to convey? Now, to deepen our, we will do some experiments also, and at the end we will do a longer, deeper yoga exercise. But first of all, let us get clear some of the basics that Baba says that are foundation for your meditation. Someone was saying the basis of yoga is soul consciousness. So what is soul consciousness? And what is it that Baba says to describe the soul? This word soul, I know in different languages there are different words for it, and some languages don't even have a proper word for it. But when Baba uses this word soul in English, Atma in Hindi, what does he say to describe the soul? What are the words, the explanations with which he describes this? Imperishable. What does this mean, imperishable? Can you see this in red? Not very well, so come closer who can't see. If you can't see, come closer. If you can't hear, also come closer. I promise you won't bite. Soul doesn't perish. Soul is eternal. In today's Murli, what did he say about this? Who remembers? All those lovers of Murli? Anyone remembers? If anyone dies, don't cry. Why? Because no one truly dies. True? Baba said in this morning Murli. Anyone dies, anyone here still cries or feels sad? It means we haven't fully grasped and experienced soul or soul consciousness. So what is this phenomena of dying? What happens? What is this? Body. What is another name that Baba gives? How does Baba describe this? Costume? What else? Shoe. That is also something that Baba uses. Any other word Baba uses? House or lodging place. Dress. So if the shoe is old, what do you do with it? You throw it away. You cry when you have to throw away your shoes? You're actually laughing now. Now, do I truly have the attitude of Shu for this? And it's not only the body, there is also the bodily personality. Rona was born in a certain place, and Lalita was wanting to say what born in the Netherlands and parents from where and growing up. That is all part of the bodily personality. Rona was born in a certain place, born at a certain time. Circumstances, culture, contacts, language, religion maybe, growing up, education, certain characteristics are expressed, certain virtues, certain talents, certain mistakes are expressed. And at certain moment in time, what will happen? It will finish. Rona will finish. And with Rona, the body will finish. And the bodily personality will also finish. What remains? The sanskars, the being of consciousness. And whatever sanskars, whatever impressions we have made firm in a certain shoe. So this real self, the soul, who temporarily takes up a seat here, this is the real self, not Rona, not the body. And to deepen yoga, this has to be absolutely clear in our mind. No identification with this whatsoever. So now at this moment, when you say I, what comes on the screen of your mind? What comes in your mind? If you use the word I. Very good. Light. Excellent. But check yourself constantly. Now again, is the image in your mind of self a living light? A pure, timeless, immortal living light, not a human being, a spiritual being. If we practice this, hold this image in our mind constantly of the living light, pure, free, immortal, timeless, also invisible, like an invisible presence right now, then there is yoga right now. Eyes open, you may be talking, you may be listening, but if this is the awareness, and this is the shoe. You feel? This is the shoe? Very good. Next moment still, shoe. What are other words that Baba uses to describe the soul? Imperishable is one. What other words? Immortal and imperishable is similar. Eternal is similar. Timeless, immortal, without end. A conscious being, a being of consciousness. Very good. So what does consciousness mean? Aware. What else does it mean? Conscious. Consciousness means experiencer. Like, for example, this marker doesn't experience. This board doesn't have the experience. It doesn't say, oh, I'm cold, or I'm hot, or I'm hungry, or I like this, or I don't like this. Consciousness, the one who is experiencing things, the invisible experiencer, the soul, that is you. Body, does the body experience? Trick question. Does the body experience? If the soul leaves the body, does the body experience anything? So who is the experiencer and who experiences? The soul. Now, these are simple things, but we need to grasp this deeply. The corpse doesn't say, oh, I'm cold, I need some more shawl, or I like this chutney. Even though there are sense experiences through the eyes, through the this tongue, it is the soul who experiences. So love and peace and bliss and freedom and justice, they are not experienced through the body either. Soul experiences. And the soul can carry the impressions of these experiences, even from one lifetime into the next. Now, when you look at this simple sketch, where is your sense of me? Is it this? Or is it this? And be sincere. No, you don't deepen your yoga by pretending. Be sincere within yourself. You don't have to tell anybody. But within yourself. Is there the feeling I am brother or sister? Then it still is here. I am from America, I am from Holland, I am from Africa, I am from Asia. It still is here. All of that describes the shoe. Anyone here feels I'm a woman? Soul is beyond gender. So let us try for 1 minute again that first exercise. A tiny star, a spiritual being, not a human being. A spiritual being, a living light, who has come from another dimension. That is me. For 1 minute. Was there full concentration? Could you grasp the difference when there is the awareness of self as a living light, a spiritual being, as opposed to the body? These are simple practices, but these are essential for yoga. What other words does Baba use to describe the soul? Traveler. So what does this mean, traveler? You go beyond. Traveler means traveler comes from somewhere, come from the home, travels in a place that he, where he doesn't belong, and at the end of the journey, he leaves and he goes back to where he belongs. So who is the traveler? Soul. Not Rona is a traveler. The being, the invisible experiencer, is a traveler who has come from the soul world, the world of silence, stillness. What else? Paramdham. Come from Paramdham, traveling here, and we'll go back home. Almost every Sakar Murli, Baba refers to this. Soul has come here, playing the part, traveling, and now it's time to go home. We hear these things, we say them, we read them. Do you feel? Are you ready to go home? What is required to go home? What is required to go home? Realization of the self. Today in the Murli, what did Baba say? Unlabored disinterest, dying a living death. Today in the Murli, what did Baba say? You have to destroy all attachment. So shall we do a little test in detachment? Can you give away the bag that you're carrying right now? No problem. No problem. No waste thoughts. If Baba says right now, Chalo, let's go home. You can't carry the bag. You can't even carry this. So are we ready? A traveler means you move on. A traveler doesn't carry too many things. This traveler can't carry old sanskars. This traveler cannot carry all the attachments and the egos, let alone the physical possessions. Can't go home. So let's do an exercise right now. Going home. I'll speak a few thoughts and then try and follow, try and grasp it, experience it, and then you go with that for a few minutes. So in a second, grasp that awareness of the self as a timeless, immortal, living light. Not a human being. Not anything or anyone of this physical world belongs to the real self. This living light is free. Tiny star. Has been traveling through time and space, different bodies, male and female bodies, different colors, different religions, different belief systems, different social structures. But there's the living light. That is the real self. And a good traveler travels light. But no matter how exciting the journey is, no matter how many different variety of activity, end of the journey is home. And so now, this living light is pulling out of the drama. Pulling out of all these human dynamics. Pulling out of the body and the bodily sensations. Pure, free, timeless, immortal, living light. Goes back home. To that dimension beyond. That infinite expanse. Light, golden red, stillness and silence. Home. And in the home there are no thoughts of the drama. This is home of God. Home of the family. Of pure, benevolent, immortal beings of light. And just try and grasp that mind that is as if immersed in that silence and stillness. And the light all around. Baba's presence. Infusing the home. With love. And just hold the attention there for a minute with a feeling of wah. And fascination. And if thoughts are pulled into the drama, it just means some attachment is there, some ego is still there. Don't fight it, but just drop it and be back in that vast expanse of light, pure, innocent, godlike. Being of light. And this tiny star, and this family of tiny stars, they're right here. This is us. Living lights. Invisible travelers who enter the world of matter, enter the body, sit behind the eyes, use the eyes as windows. Body is like a temporary hotel. But the traveler never loses sight of the destination, never forgets home and parents, but enjoys the journey. Om Shanti. Still, traveler consciousness? Or meditation finish, back to body consciousness. Aim to hold this awareness. Tiny star, living light, the traveler. What else does Baba say about us? I'm not hearing. Light. Light, tiny star, a guest. So what does this mean, light? Tiny star, what does that mean? Godlike. Not physical. Very good. So nothing of this or of the physical world. So everything we always thought we were, Baba tells you, you are not that. Everything we thought from small, and also this bunch of body conscious sanskars we carry with us, these impressions and these memories and these habits that belong to the human game. Baba tells you, you are not any of that. You are a living light. You, Baba tells us, you, soul, are like me. Like Baba. We don't have to become that, we are that, we just have to remember and live in that awareness. So light, tiny star means nothing of this and nothing of anything around it. So that includes your bank account and your credit card, but it also includes your children and grandchildren. That is not you. They are not yours either. And this is big revolution. If we truly shift our awareness. And Baba says, this is what we have seen as I for many lifetimes. And that has to shift to this. And our yoga and our meditations will be inaccurate if we don't first shift. No, we can sit hours in yoga, churning some whatever. That is not yoga. Not yoga that Baba teaches us. And that will not lead to the deeper experiences, and it will not lead to that karmatit stage, that avyakt stage. Someone mentioned the word guest. I wanted to read something that Baba has said about guest. You know, one way to study. How do you study when you study? Let us ask that first. How do you study, Murli? Very good. So she's saying she writes down points from the Murli, she revises them, churns them, and then what she doesn't understand, you ask seniors. Very good. Any other way to study? Internalize while you're listening to them. Very good. With yoga, you internalize, okay? Thank you. Anyone else?
I said, she said, repeat internalizing the points by doing yoga. When doing yoga, keeping in the mind the points from Murli and going to inside of them by doing yoga.
Very good.
I try to find the points of happiness and how the sentences that can make me come closer to Baba.
Very good. Mm-hmm. One way to also study is Baba has said many things about different things. And sometimes it is good to take one topic that Baba talks and see what Baba says about that in different Murlis. Because it gives you different angles of how Baba approaches that theme. And one very useful gadget that the IT team of the Yajna has developed for us is the Murli search engine. How many know about it? How many use it? Very few. Well, not few, but this is very useful. So you type in any of those words. Murli search engine, if you go on Google, you put Brahma Kumari's Murli search engine and it will come up. And all the Murlis are in there that Baba spoke. So you can just type a word or a topic, and then all the Murlis where Baba spoke about that topic will come up. And then you can hear, see, read, what are the different things Baba says about it, so that your understanding deepen from Baba's perspective. Not what Google says or what this person says or that person, but what has Baba said about this. Sakkar Murlis and Avyakt Murlis. And I will read some things that Baba has said about guest. This is a Murli from an Avyakt Murli from July 69. What one word should you remember which will help you maintain the Avyakt stage? Which one word through which your thoughts, words, and actions will remain avyakt, will remain subtle, will remain angelic, whilst you are in the body? Consider yourself to be a guest. Then you will be able to become the final perfect stage. If you consider yourself a guest, then whilst being in the physical form, you will be able to remain subtle, avyakt. We are guests in this body. We are also guests in this world. These are Baba's literal words. You have to use this body for just a little while. If you are a guest here, you will become a greater master of the world that is to come. You are not masters of this world. You are just visiting. The reason that you come into all these bodily feelings is because you do not consider yourself to be visiting. You feel that you own these things. You feel that you have a right over these things. And this is why you have attachment. Now let all these things finish. Be avyakt whilst in the physical, by holding this awareness of being a guest. So what has Baba been saying? Detached. Anyone else?
Yes, enjoy everything.
As a guest, you will enjoy everything.
I'm thinking that I am here temporary. I will be going home. So nothing can affect me.
Nothing can affect me if there is this guest consciousness.
I will be detached from
everything.
Without understanding yourself as a guest in this world, in this body, you can't be detached. This is a big message. What is the opposite of a guest? He also said, you feel this is mine, I belong here. So, do we belong in this physical world? Do you belong in this body? This body is not you, it is not yours. To whom does this body belong? It belongs to matter. And if you say mine to something that is not yours, how do we call that? Thief. Thief, corrupt. No, anything that is not yours and you say mine and you use it the way you want to use it, that is corruption. That is a thief. So what do they do with thief? You put them in jail, no? At least you will get some punishment afterwards. And ultimately nature will take the body back. We laugh about these things, But do we truly have this attitude, guest in this body, guest on this planet, guest in this physical world? A guest can enjoy, you can enjoy the sofa, but it's not mine. You don't want to carry it home. Try to fit it in the suitcase. But you can enjoy it whilst you use it. No problem. So same, guest consciousness. With this body even is not yours. Even more subtle, in other murlis, Baba goes in depth of that, even more subtle. These thoughts and feelings and sanskars that are acquired during the journey, they are also not yours. Whom are they? They are Ravan sanskars. They belong to ignorance. So even to not identify with all these tendencies and habits that may feel very familiar, that is not you. It is not yours. That is the level of detachment. And more that detachment is there, deeper will be yoga. Easier you will be beyond. More natural it will feel. Just a living light. What other key word? Now, there are many words Baba uses to describe the soul, but there is one other key word he often uses. Doesn't need anything, content. Another. Trusty. Still another. Child. Still another. Actor. Actor. If you look at Sakkar Murlis, there is hardly a Sakkar Murli where he does not mention this. So the soul, this board has become... Soul is an actor. So we are a family of actors and we have come to play out this huge, big, wonderful play. What does it mean to be an actor? Playing a part, yeah, playing a role. What else does it mean? Come and play and go home. What else does it mean? So if this is the actor, oh, I hope this is a whiteboard. This is the actor. And what is the act? Yeah, 84 birds is the part. So this last bird is just this tiny part of the big part. And what is the difference between the actor and the part? In New York, one of the plays that is very popular at the moment is Spider-Man. You know Spider-Man? Everyone knows Spider-Man? This man who swings from one building to another. He throws spider webs, he saves people, and he puts villains away, and he flies throughout New York City. That is the part. That is the play. And that is his hero. No? In the film, he's hero. Actor? Yeah, that is the role. Actor is very different from the part. The actor doesn't swing through New York City throwing spider webs. The actor doesn't go home in the afternoon saying, I have saved so many people. very different actor and a part. So Baba says, this one is an actor. And Rona is part of the part, 84 birds. Very different. And when the actor goes home, he doesn't carry the glory and the fame of the part home. At home, nobody cares. He's just one of the family. Part and the actor. There's one other word that I actually wanted to hear that Baba often uses, especially in Avyakt Murlis. I am not my rose. Yeah, very good. So the real I is a God-like being, immortal being, a being of bliss, a being of peace, a being who belongs to God, a being who is pure, blissful, perfect. That being comes and plays some Spider-Man role, jumping around, talking in a mic. That's the part, the story. But there's another word that Baba uses. Last one. To describe the soul. Student. Yeah, still another. Observer. All these are practices, not only for your sitting down yoga. These are practices for yoga during your activity, day-to-day life. And when you sit down, you go more in depth and go beyond. What does it mean, an observer? Traffic control. Om Shanti. So what does it mean, the observer? These are actually very beautiful words, no, in Hindi. Sakshi. Seeing from a distance, very good. Not affected by the situation, what you're observing, you're as if a impartial, neutral witness is another word that is used to translate sakshi. You're witnessing the scene. Objective observer. Very good. Yeah, even the actions are being performed, but the soul is as if the observer of those actions. Very good. One little trick that Maya plays with us, today's Murli also, Baba was saying, Maya stands right in front of you and she creates all the obstacles. One little trick that Maya plays with us that we need to be aware of and cautious of when playing with this observer stage is many times it is Rona is observing all of you. No? Rona is detached observer of all of you. And the stage helps a little bit. But that is not the detached observer stage. The detached observer stage is soul is observing Rona. That invisible observer is observing these actions, the mouth moving, the interactions. Observer from another world. Invisible witness to the drama of human life. Try at this moment. It's subtle. We need to kind of stretch our intellect. But this invisible observer, this divine living light, observing even this body, like this nose poking out, these ears flapping, mouth moving, living light is observing it. Neutral. Needs nothing from this because belongs to God, belongs to that home of light, is just here impartially observing. And you can keep your eyes open, no need to close the eyes. It is the eye of the soul that is perceiving and observing. Kind of cute puppet perceiving the sounds, but neutral. It's like watching a drama on a television screen, as if watching from the home, this silent observer is watching the drama of these human puppets. And now shift the attention away from the drama and shift it to the home. And Baba is there. All souls are there. The observer and the companion. And now, as if zoom in. Incorporeal, bodiless soul, focusing fully on the Supreme Father, Mother. And perceive Baba's vibrations. Of God, in the company of God, approaches again the drama. Two stars. And as you go through the rest of the scenes of the drama, hold that observer awareness and aware of your companion and his perspective, his attitude, his thoughts and feelings. Whilst observing the scenes of the drama. Om Shanti.
Thank you, this was very effective. Only thing that I had a small concern, doesn't it take us into some sense of irresponsibility if I go much towards and on the other side? And one more additional concern that I had is, I have such a good command by doing this, by observer, traveler and so on and so forth. I get such a good command over this. Is it possible to have a command over God as well? I mean, in terms of his persona as versus my own persona? Two things I had.
Will we let go of responsibilities? First of all, maybe we should think, what is our first responsibility? when we think of what Baba says in Murlis, what is our first responsibility? First responsibility is to come out of ignorance for the self and to help everyone else come out of ignorance. Because there is lots of suffering, there is lots of sadness, there are lots of vices. The world is in madness. But the root cause of it all is spiritual ignorance. So don't let go ever of that responsibility. And then whatever else needs to be done, you do, but never let go of that responsibility. And the truth and the reality is that we are observers. We are travelers. But we can enjoy the journey better. We can be truly detached observers only when we are not bound here. And sometimes this word responsibility is actually a substitute for attachment. So we have to deeper check inside. Now, if the responsibility is to free self and free others from sorrow, then what is the method? Remind them. Remind self through your actions, through your behavior, through attitude, through vision. Remind them of the bigger reality. And I'm not sure exactly what you mean by command of God or on God, but more we know ourselves truly, more we will know Baba. More we experience soul consciousness, home, that perspective, broader attitude towards drama, we will feel, we get a glimpse and a feel of what Baba feels all the time. So it will definitely bring us closer and it will emerge our own God-like nature. But Baba remains Baba. Soul remains soul. Baba's part remains Baba's part. Part of the soul will remain part of the soul. But inner experiences and the spiritual personality that emerges, that will become more and more similar. Anyone else? One final question. Mike, can you come in front and take the mic?
It's not really a question, but I've been reading this Murli on everything you've been talking about. And they're saying that to be really detached, there has to be love. So if there's love, then you'll want to share, you'll want to give, you'll want to...
Yeah, very good, yeah. If you're, but to be truly loving, we also need to be truly detached. Yeah, it goes together very well. Okay, then maybe wanted to close with a Murli or some quotes of a Murli that Baba spoke on the, I think it was the 22nd of February. And I would recommend you all read that Murli again. If you remember, it is a Murli on dying alive. But just a phrase that Baba uses, the whole Murli goes on that, no body separate from the soul. Since in a few minutes we will all go to lunch, in that Murli Baba gives an interesting exercise during lunch. And maybe any time you go for breakfast, lunch or dinner, and also snacking. I'll just read it and few lines before also. Consider yourselves to be separate from those bodies. This is called dying alive. Just remember your home. You have been living in a body for birth after birth. And this is why you have to make effort. You have to die alive. Consider yourself to be dead whilst moving along. Consider the self to be soul. And there won't be any attachment to any bodily being. You completely remove the remembrance of bodily beings because your destination is very high. While eating and drinking, now it comes, while eating and drinking, it should be as though you are not in that body. You have to make this stage firm because only then can you enter the rosary of eight. So we will all enter into the rosary of eight just now when we go to lunch. So how can you do this? Especially when there is Brahma Bhojan and the brothers and sisters make so much effort to make all kinds of special dishes from all over India. What can be the internal practice to not feed body consciousness? Because that is the whole plan. More body consciousness, more yoga will not be good. So how can you eat and not feed body consciousness? Come in front, no, so that you can take the mic, because it is also getting, I think, broadcast or something online.
It's just like caring for the body.
Caring for the body, very good. Anyone else has another practice? I'll give two practices, and you can practice with that or find your own. No, but this is a very easy way to stop body consciousness, full focus. One is, there is a car, we had said this is a vehicle, like a car or a shoe, but car needs gasoline. So you give it gasoline, you give it best quality gasoline. But car doesn't say, I like this gasoline. Another practice is, this is Baba's body. Soul has given this body to Baba. Soul has given this life to Baba for Baba's task, for actions in God's task. Food is also Baba's. Ingredients are Baba's. So giving Baba's food to the body that belongs to Baba, so that the body can perform actions for Baba. Caring for the body, but not my body either. You like this practice? Okay. Thank you. There's many more, and I would encourage you to play and find your practices and experiments and deepen your yoga. Obstacle is Maya. Obstacle is body consciousness. So more you drop that, deeper your yoga will be. But accurate yoga is based on accurate understanding of knowledge. And then you play with it. Om Shanti.